Pay attention. Hey, did I mention, pay attention, I'm gonna take your booty to the booty dimension. Here's the problem, is that if left to my own devices, which we have done tonight because there is no Ian, I go immediately to song lyrics for some reason. The references go directly there, and I'm not gonna say it's a problem, but it's definitely gonna happen an awful lot. I'm Ross, and Ian is not here this week, and despite the fact that it would be difficult to get immediate medical assistance in Nova Scotia, I, on my own, am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. The subject of tonight, I decided, since there's just one of me, I decided to just have one beer. Mostly because all of the beers that we collect, Ian and I both have a copy of it. Copy? That sounded... Okay, we're not 3D printing these, but we both have a can of it in our inventory. What's the possession is the word. Wow, this is gonna go great if I can't say words. But this one, Old Biddy's Tall, Dark, and Handsome from Old Biddy, Tall, Dark, and Handsome Porter from Old Biddy's Brewhouse out of Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Try to differentiate between Sackville and Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. This has been in the cupboard for a short wee while, because when I was giving Ian some of the duplicates that we would do, he didn't think, or he thought that this was one that I'd already done without him. So they drank it. So I think Ian and Rebecca have already had this, and I believe they liked it. I mean, I have liked just about everything that has come out of Old Biddy's. They are some brewers that I would love to talk to. And that brings me to the second thing that I was going to do tonight. I actually, in learning... Yeah, this comes back to how organized Ian and I are. In learning that Ian wasn't going to be here tonight, I actually reached out to a couple of people who might want to be guest hosts slash co-hosts on the show. You know, friends who have been here before and done some reviews. But I also finally did what Jeremy, one of our guest hosts, did one time. And he has reached out to the breweries themselves, knowing what we were going to try. And so I tried that too. So I've reached out to one, and I think I'll start reaching out to more, just to say, in the off chance, I'd love to talk to them with Ian. I'd love to talk to someone alone, just the opportunity to sit down and discuss one of their beers. I think that could be a good time while trying it, despite the fact that we are usually beyond honest. Not beyond honest. We are super honest. If we don't like it, we are going to say that we do not like it. That's just precisely what's going to happen. And I would be a little bit worried that we'd have the brewmaster for Old Biddy's here on the podcast, and he'd say, oh yeah, so we're going to crack open this one, and we crack it open, and then they'd say, oh, what do you think? And my initial response was, ugh. I don't. If we ever get, say, the brewmaster for Two Crows or say Triders on here, I think we will have some unsympathetic things to say. But like I said, and I think Ian and I have had this conversation. I'm not sure if it was I can't remember. We talk before the podcast starts and after the podcast ends, so I don't remember where these conversations take place. But we did discuss the fact that he picked up a couple of beers. While he was in the LC, he and Rebecca were there, and they said, hey, have you tried this one? It's Old Biddy's Irish Red. And I said, no, but get it. You need to get it. It's very delicious. It's one of my favorite reds. And they did get a couple cans, and they did agree that it was very good. But that every now and then when I have to, I'm forced. It's a tough life. It's really quite a hardship to drink beer on a weekly basis and try to describe it and talk incessantly while reverting to song lyrics as much as possible. I haven't even opened the beer yet, and I'm still just talking. Can you believe that it's possible for me to do this? I have done this a lot. And in fact, now that we've switched this from a live Facebook show, where occasionally I would allow for gaps, like a little tiny bit of silence where I would sit here and I'd make little, you know, gawk little winks and facial expressions at the camera and whatnot. But turning it over into a podcast, I gave myself more pressure to not have quite so much of the dead air that you get on, say, oh, every single radio station that you listen to. I am quite a harsh judge of these kinds of things because I do a goodly amount of live streaming, and I don't live stream often. This podcast with Ian is the only one that I really do on a consistent basis that involves another person. Mostly, it's just me. I do an annual marathon where I play, I live stream me playing video games and all of, and I raise money through this charity called Extra Life. And all the money goes to our local children's hospital, which happens to be the IWK hospital out of Halifax. But I do that, and it's a marathon of 24 hours, and then I've boosted it to 36 hours and 40 hours. So for 36 hours, for 24 hours, I do this. I talk. I don't stop, which is another one of the reasons. I think we've talked about this before. The reason I wanted to do this and have a live beer show is I like two things, talking a whole lot and beer. Well, I also like, I like three things. I like video games as well. So that's why I do the other show. It's very difficult to combine beer, video games, and talking. Because while you're playing video games while drinking beer, you can't fit words out of your mouth while you're trying to fit the beer into your mouth and the video games near your mouth. I was really hoping for the trifecta there, but it didn't seem to work. So, moving on. This is a beer, you're here for the beer show, obviously. You come for the witty banter between Ian and myself, but you do stay for the beer reviews. The Tall, Dark, and Handsome Porter, it's a pretty standard can. The Old Biddy's can is nice because they have the top and the bottom, where and the standard logo of the kind of angry, cartoonish woman in curlers. It's a very, I don't know, 1940s, 1950s cartoon style of a, I guess, a stereotypical angry housewife, I'm going to go with. I mean, I have not asked these brewers, whom I believe the Old Biddy story was, these are a few friends who would make beer in their garage / apartment. And then when COVID hit, this is as new as COVID. So it's only 3 years old. Oh my God. It's been a long pandemic, a long, cold, lonely winter. There we go. See, there's song lyric number one. If you can catch all of the song lyrics and references that I make and email them to me or message it to me, then I will come up with a prize and give it to you. If that doesn't scare you, then I don't know what you're doing here. So the Old Biddy's can, it's got the Old Biddy on there. And then the top part is sort of a dark green, a very, I guess a forest green along the top. And then the bottom is just this, the standard black. So sometimes the top is, it's red if it's an Irish red. There was an orange one I had one time. It was really, really tastes like an orange porter, an orange stout. I'm trying to remember now. But then at the bottom says Tall, Dark, and Handsome. And there's a rose and a man in a tuxedo, kind of in a silhouette. And I'm going to pronounce it that way because that's how we pronounce H's around here nowadays. Tall, Dark, and Handsome Porter. And then if you spin it around on the other side, you actually get a description of this thing. Tall, Dark, and Handsome Porter. Tall, Dark, and Handsome is a dark, flavorful, and balanced porter. Medium-bodied with chocolate, caramel, and roasted notes. ABV, alcohol by volume, is a 5.0%, pretty standard. SRM 13. I did look up what SRM was one of these times, because I think this is the only can, this is the only brewery that puts the SRM on there. And the IBU is 28, which doesn't seem all that high. Lots of information there on Old Biddy's. In fact, if you're watching this on the live stream, behind me, we've got the picture of the interior of the Old Biddy's brew house, which if you think that it looks a bit like a pizza parlor, but with brew taps on the wall, then you are correct. It is essentially a pizza parlor with brew taps on the wall. I have been in there. In fact, I think I got this one in person. And it's not very whitewashed, very, very white walls. I feel like it needs a little bit more character. But for some guys that went from their garage straight to their own brewery, I think they're killing it. I think it's doing great. And I really hope that it will continue to grow and they'll, you know, put a couple of old crappy whatevers on the wall. I once had a very awkward conversation with a bar owner. This was in Wolfville. What was the name of the place? It was the something bar and grill. Wasn't the Wolf, the Mud Creek bar and grill. Cause it was based on the name of Wolfville. We'll get into that later. And this guy, it turns out he was very sketchy and eventually closed down and ran away like most businesses and restaurants in Wolfville do. Sorry for the judginess, but that happens. But he was explaining to me, because it was my first time in this place, and I said, oh, this is a nice pub. And he said, yeah, it was great, you know, and I went around all these old antique places and yard sales and whatnot. See that guitar? So he's got this guitar hanging up on the wall. It's very rock and roll all around on the walls. There's guitars hanging up. You know, one of those places where there's the old rusty trumpets? Almost got me. Old, you know, rusty brass instruments and other. It's just musical and instruments because he wanted to give that impression. Is he a musical person? No. And that's the first thing that you can tell where someone is sketchy is if their first presentation of themselves and their establishment is insincere, then warning signs. And I was already getting them off of this gentleman. And so he was explaining how he went to yard sales and he got, oh, that guitar over there only cost me $10, and it looked like a kind of nice Stratocaster. I don't know. I'm not knowing a whole lot about electric guitars, but it felt like you could just do that. And I'm wondering if these guys are just kind of in the realm of, hey, let's just go around and put a whole bunch of, you know, in the style of Uncle Moe's Family Feedback from that episode of Simpsons. Do you like good food, good fun, and a whole lot of crazy crap on the wall? Then that's probably what's going to do it for Nova Scotia. Now, nothing's as good as like a dark, a wood paneling on the sides, some nice brass fittings all over the place. And we will talk about Curly's Potables as we occasionally do, which is sadly now closed. And I'm not sure, other than Patty's in Kentville, Patty's in Kentville and Roof Hound in Kingston are the two places that I'm the most comfortable as a nice, this is a brew pub, here I am, booyah. Freeman's up in Cole Harbour is another one. Freeman's is almost too dark. It's crazy dark. Ask Griff about that. We went there for dinner at one point, and it was, I mean, you could even see across the table. I'm going to open this beer. Oh my God, it's been 20 minutes and I'm just talking about absolutely nothing. Who listens to this crap anyway? So opening it up, that's the sound of the men working on the chain, but that is also the sound of me opening up this beer. That was kind of difficult to open because I got my thumb stuck. This smells almost a little perfumey, but I'm wondering if that's just because how long it's sort of been sitting in the closet. It smells like a pretty standard porter, and I'm looking forward to the fact that it says flavorful, balanced, medium-bodied, chocolate caramel roasted notes. So it sounds like it's just, I'm kind of looking forward to, I know we usually talk about having beers that are, have a lot of personality to them, but sometimes I'm just looking forward to something, just give me the benchmark, the entry level, give me the beer that tastes like the beer that you're making. Because last week's attempts at having some basic Irish reds, it was all over the map. I couldn't keep things straight. I was saying, what am I drinking right now? So if this one is just a nice porter that tastes like a porter, I will take it. Look at that, if you can. If you're listening to this, I will describe to you that I have done the perfect pour. We've got about a centimeter and a half, maybe 2 centimeters ahead on the top of this glass. It is a full 20-ounce glass from Sea Level Brewery, the Millstone Harvest Brewhouse, up in Sheffield Mills. And it fits one of the 473 milliliter cans in it perfectly with a good centimeter and a half of head on top. So that looks perfect to me. I think I've finally done a good pour, and maybe that's just because I got it out of the cold room. So this is, I wouldn't say room temperature. It's certainly not a warm beer or anything like that, but I did bring it up to the nice warm upstairs where the wood stove is on, but I brought it out of the cold room. Trying to get a bit more of a smell off of this, and we are, I'm, maybe the smokiness of it, but not much else. Malt flavor, some smoked grains, yes, but not really anything else. It doesn't smell sweet. There's not the chocolatey or caramel hints coming out of the smell of it. So I guess there's only one thing to it, and Ian is not here, so I just have to cheers to everybody and nobody. Everybody, everything all at once. Movie references don't count. That's not a song, so take that. I'll think of an everything song later. I've just thought of three. Cheers. Ooh. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, that hits all the right spots. It is a little more carbonated than I was expecting. I normally take a few extra gulps. That was a 3-gulp drink on that one. And I usually like a little bit more than that, but the carbonation was starting to hit me. But, oh, the smokiness. Let me get this can again. What are you telling me? Medium bodied. Roasted notes. Now the chocolate caramel notes, I'm getting neither of those. Flavorful, balanced, portered, medium bodied. Yes, it's oh, incredibly smooth. This is so smooth. This immediately passed the sir, will you have another? I've had 3 sips and I'm saying if they come along, how's that? You know, I'm not even down far enough that they say, would you like another? This is still pretty much a full glass. And if they come along, the waitstaff comes along and says, how's that? I will say, I'll have another one of these. Keep this coming. This is outstanding. And I'm trying to think, some of these have dates on them. This one probably doesn't. I'm looking at the bottom of the can now, and there's some kind of very garbled stamp on there. IME-something-20. I definitely didn't get this in 2020. This has been in the cold room, so in the mostly refrigerated beer closet, for, I want to say, at least a year. I think I may have got it just last spring or summer. So, okay, so maybe only 9 or 10 months. So it's been sitting there for a wee while, I guess you would say, but it is so smooth. There's no sourness of it's been sitting too long, and the maltiness, the upfront hit is definitely a rounded maltiness and maybe a little bit of sweetened, kind of very, very subtle chocolatey caramel on the front. But what really hit me was as it got past the front of your mouth and down the back of your tongue, it turns into this roasted, smoky porter. This, I know the Uncle Leo's smoked porter is one of my favorites, and it has won awards, but I can see this one giving it a run for its money, honestly, in a competitive nature. And I would compare these two on a night. And I feel like have we discussed that, having like finals at some point? Finals between beers? Oh. I inhaled when I went to take a drink. Do not try to breathe and drink at the same time. You can drink and talk and play video games at the same time, but you can't drink and breathe and talk and play video games at the same time. Don't add breathing. Whatever you do, don't breathe. Yes. Okay. Okay, the caramel and the chocolate. More caramel than chocolate, but there's certainly a sweetness. Yeah. And the roasty flavor hits in the middle, and the sweetness up front does give a hint of a chocolate flavor through the middle. I am absolutely digging and diving for descriptions here, because it tastes simplistic, but at the very same time, it also tastes like there's a little bit going on too, because there's a complexity. This is the dumbest thing I'll ever say, but there is a complexity in the simplicity, where what you're getting is a roasted flavor and a caramel and a chocolate, but it the three of those are coming at slightly different times and then just sort of twisting around itself in this delicious helix of a very tasty porter going on here. And I'm only halfway through, but it's so good. I would get a six pack of this. I'm very excited when you can find the four pack of, no wait, it's one of the Uncle Leo's comes in a four pack, and it's not the smoked porter, is it? It's not the red. It's you know what? It might be the smoked porter that you can get in a four pack, and I've done that before and drank all four of them out by. We have a fire pit out back, and we invite friends over, and sometimes I don't even wait for friends, and I'm usually in about, you know, two smoked porters deep by the time friends even show up for me to start setting fires at them. Yep, I said the word at. That's what fires are for. Pointing them at people and hitting frappe. This is delicious. Do it have a personality that is beyond, this is a really, really good porter. Oh, the smoke. Once it leaves the back of your lower teeth, that's where the roast sticks around. So this beautiful roasted malt just sticks. But it's not an aftertaste kind of thing. It's not a stanky bitter. It's a roasty aftertaste. It remains smooth. It's so easy to drink. I'm still trying to figure out why I felt like there was a carbonation happening that was over-carbonated for the beginning. It could just be the fact that I had a large piece of lasagna for supper tonight, and maybe I'm just full, and my stomach's sort of saying, what are you doing tossing all this at me right now? I have had enough. That's how you pronounce enough. And the main reason I'm slowing down is, one, I want to make this last as long as possible, and two, I did have a lot to eat tonight. Is it, therefore, overfilling? Is it filling me up? Is this one of those beers where you have it as a meal? Porters, for the most part, I feel they act as less filling than the stouts. A stout is meant to be, you know, have a pint of stout, boom, and you're like, I don't need dinner anymore. But a porter is often on the lighter side of things, so I was not expecting this to be quite as, I don't want to say thick, but filling? Full body? Well, okay, it says medium bodied. I have no idea what they would think a full bodied dark beer would be. Wait a minute. I'm going to check what Old Biddy. Oh, God, I'm spelling things wrong. Old Biddy's has on the draft right now, because what have I tried? It wasn't the Orange American Bastard. It was the Orange something. Okay, there's the IPA. The Patrick O'Neill's Irish Red. So good. That's the delicious one. I love that one. Tall, dark, and handsome. Booyah. Disco Inferno Red. They have two reds. Oh, I love these guys. These guys are so awesome. I think I want to get these guys soon. Even Gooder Coffee Brown. That sounds delicious. Sorry, I'm getting all snoofed up. Shady 80 Chocolate Milk Stout. And that's a 6.3. Engine 41 Cherry Wood Smoked Porter. And that's a 6.6. Sac Vegas Sour. Blueberry Bastard Wheat. I loved that one. That was excellent. Oh, Jack-O-Lantern Pumpkin. I want to try the pumpkin. I want to talk to these peeps. To these peeps and homies. Because I want to talk about all of these. What I'm loving. If you go to their website. I'm looking at Old Biddy's. Without all the apostrophes. This is the tricky thing. So OLBIDDYS. .square.site. Oh my god, there's a Squarespace advertisement in there somewhere. I could probably record it for them because I talk incessantly. Oldbiddies.square.site is their site, and go have a look at the Our Beer. None of these, I don't think any of them are transparent. The Collier Bluff Pale Ale is the only one that it looks like you can look through, but they're all, this is deliciously unfiltered, and I think I really enjoy that about things. I would love to talk to the brewers about this beer, and that, like I was saying, I did reach out to Ann Brewer because I was going to try one of the other beers that I've got. No, wait, I think I gave Ian those extras. I gave Ian some extras of the ones that I got from Lund's Mill, but I wanted to try some of the Lund's Mill ones that I got because they don't, I don't think there's anything I could compare them to. I have a strong beer, and I also have a Bock Lager from Lund's Mill. So I reached out, well, as best as I could. I don't know any brewers personally, really. I think, actually, I know two, only because we introduced ourselves to Les out in Roofhound. And I happen to know, I didn't even know that I knew the Wayfarers brewer, but apparently I do, because I went in asking for different reasons, and they gave me the business card. I'm like, I know this guy. So that was kind of weird. But I reached out to Lund's Mill, and that was me making the attempt of maybe I should actually start, and with Ian here as well, start talking to the brewers themselves. And if nothing else, it's kind of boost listenership a little bit, right? We'll have someone listening to the dang podcast. Or said a little voice in the back of his throat, you could advertise it if you really thought so. Shut up. Voice in the back of my throat. Why did I say back of my throat? Voice in the back of my head. That's what I meant to say. The voice in the back of my throat is saying, drink more of this beer. It's delicious. Still the smokiness. Oh, nom, 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 nom. Starting to feel, there's a little bit of a bitter up front now because I'm getting down to the bottom. So I'm wondering if anything settled and it just tasted a bit more smoky. Like, so there's a funny bitter porter up front. The sweetness, is it gone? Is it not quite there anymore? Was it better at the top than it was at the bottom? And that's interesting because since you pour out of the can, usually maybe the funkiness or the good tasting bit that's fallen to the bottom of the can, because it's first in, is it first in, last out, or first in, first out? First in, last out. Yeah, it's a phylo. Huh. There you go. Leave me a comment if you understand what I'm talking about there. But the flavor is different, a little different towards the bottom than it is on top. I'm about two-thirds of the way down now. Lord help me please, I'm two-thirds of the way down now. My shoe. It remains smooth. There's the aftertaste is only the roastiness of the malt. So I'm really curious about their smoked porter because this has roasted notes. So maybe this one is just subtle and the smoked one, I would love to find another smoke beer. We tried a smoke beer out of Ontario. No, wait. It was a German beer that my friends could only get in Ontario. So it might have been originally from a German brewer. And it had such a long name. The name was hyphenated twice on the front of it. I will not even try to repeat the name or word that was on the front, but it was just this very long description of a smoke beer. And the thing about it was, is that you drank it and it tasted like smoke, but it tasted more like a smoked meat, like a smoked bacon. So in fact, we started calling it the bacon beer because it was just that smoke. This is, it's given me the hiccups and the fizzes. In fact, if I look, from the top down, the head has disappeared. And it's very difficult to see through. It's not very transparent, if at all. If I put it right up in front of a light, it's very deep, deep red, reddish brown. But from top down, it is actually trying to make a few bubbles on the top. So there is a little bit of carbonation still happening, I think. It could just be my imagination. Huh? I was gonna sing. I'm trying very hard. You have no idea how hard I'm trying to not sing. Just 100% trying not to sing. The main thing that I want to ask these guys about is, who is the old biddy? I wonder if one of them just really likes old stereotypical, 1940s, 50s housewives. It's just this angry, angry face. In fact, for the longest time, I thought it was a male face. There was something, just a very strong jawline or the shape of the nose. There's something in the characterization of it. It looks like a male character, but I'm fairly certain if you name it Old Biddies and the curlers are in, and there's some, I thought there was red hair, but it does look, it only looks like red hair because the curlers themselves are blue, but the brown hair, it does seem to be brown hair. Also, I'd like to know who drew the cartoonish picture, because the styling of it is very, very cool. What is on the mane? Oh, dear. Hello. What is... It doesn't have much of a description of thing. Order online, location and hours. Our beer. What a question. By Grapthar's Hammer. They are open until 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. So, yeah, we wouldn't really get in there. Brewery manager. Ah, so they do have a brewery manager. Interesting. So I guess, yeah, I need to reach out to some of these guys as well. Optimally, I'd love to talk to all of the breweries and get their take on things. But I think I have a few specifically in my mind who I'd want to talk to. And it's not even just the small ones. I'd love to talk to the main brewer of Garrison. And, Propeller, the big ones, Big Spruce out in Cape Breton, Breton Brewery. But I think Old Biddy's might be one of my first ones. I have reached out to Lund's Mill, so if they get back to me, that's going to be one as well. But just turning that into more of a part of this podcast, getting that turning it into more of an inside scoop as well as an honest review, because literally the purpose of this is to try to drink, Nova Scotia Dry. Wah, wah, name drop to nobody individually or for any particular purpose. But the main purpose is to drink these things and just have, I went through too many years of drinking craft brew at pubs, and then someone said, oh, we've got this on tap. And I think to myself, I don't remember if I've had that or not. And then someone got me into the Untappd app. I'm on the Untappd app, but I never remember to fill it out. I have done 5 different beers on a weekly basis for 103, 104 weeks, and I never remember to add them into Untappd. So I've tried a bunch, and I don't remember which ones I've tried. So this is the only way, it's not the only way, but it's the most selfish, entertaining, and stage-hogging way that I can do it. And if you know me, you know that that's pretty much how I do anything. Like, what is the best way to get to try to put myself in any kind of spotlight and just act and talk like an idiot for a long time? And that's how we do. I am trying to think of where I'm going to score this. Like, what kind of mark does this get? And is it just, I'm getting to the bottom and the flavor, the beautiful sweet flavor where the chocolate and the caramel was on top is going slightly away and I'm nearing the bottom. And I'm wondering, is this just an 8.5? Should it be higher? No. It definitely shouldn't be higher than 8.5. I'm now starting to question whether it should be that high because do you shake up the can? Like, how do you get this top of the can flavor to the bottom of the can flavor? This is getting very interesting to me. Now, the other thing that I was thinking about was if I'm only looking at one beer this week, A, is it possible that I can fill as much time as I would with Ian joining me? The answer to that is an obvious yes, because we've been here for a half hour and I've been able to talk incessantly about one beer. And oftentimes we get through the first beer in like 20, 25 minutes. So am I dragging this out? No. Am I allowing myself to follow the tangents that are quickly flowing through the front of my imagination vision? I'm allowing myself to follow my imagination along some of these tangents. That's all that's happening here. And that is allowing me to make this a slightly longer episode than it otherwise would be. Kelsey, you were over. Yes, I'm getting a comment. You were over here. No, I was going to ask you if you wanted to stick around, but you don't. I hate saying this, Kelsey, but you don't like beer. And look at the color of this. This is like a dark, it's like a black coffee I'm drinking right now. It's only a 5.0. It is delicious. I don't think you would have liked it. And the other thing is, it's bad enough that I have not asked my delightful wife to join me on these ones again, except she also does not like the dark beers. But I think asking my wife's friend, who came over specifically to visit my wife, to then come and try a beer and be on a show, that probably would have made her even more angry. There you go. Speaking as another person who just likes the spotlight, and you're entertaining, and you also talk incessantly, Kelsey, for a number of reasons, in a lot of ways, we are the same. We are very, very similar in those veins. You should do what I do and start getting on stage and doing theater productions, hosting open mic nights, and also doing some long-winded live stream marathons for children's charities. So yeah, man, don't say you don't wanna. Ooh. Last gulp. Ooh, still smooth, still roasty. The caramel is kind of going away. Can you do that from your bed? Heck yeah. A lot of people do the live stream thing just kind of from the comforts of their own bedroom or things like that. You yourself was talking about someone with their OnlyFans account, so it's a slippery slope, gotta say. I'm hesitant to give it the full 8.5. I'm really thinking 8.25. 8.25. Do I just say kind of the 8.25? 8.25, I think, despite the fact I really like it. I especially loved it at the top. That was delicious. It was outstanding. I think the average marks for Old Biddies are staying pretty high. I did add that to my fun little spreadsheet that I'm trying to embed that in the website. I've kind of given up on that mostly because things happened and now we're trying to keep a small human creature alive. And that's kind of what our main job is right now. And then every now and then I can still come down and do this and do some other things. So, because I'm at the end of things, Kelsey, thanks for stopping in, being a part of this. And hopefully you'll pop in for it next time. So the live side of this happens every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Atlantic time on the Facebook page for Drink NS Dry. I usually share it on my personal thing, so you should hopefully find it. And then if you want to check the podcast itself, I put it up the next day of, and it'll be available through most of the ways that you find podcasts. I think we got it through Google Podcasts, through Apple, iTunes, and through Spotify. So have a look for Drink NS Dry or the podcast there. And it's also available at drinkns.unsupervised.beer over on our website. You can check that out. But thanks for swinging through and only having just one beer tonight. And that way I can go up and help get back to my main job, which is changing diapers and burping a small baby. The diapers are also on the small baby as well. Don't read too much into that you don't need to. So we'll see you next week. And hopefully we'll have Ian back, and then we'll see if this expands into talking to the brewmasters. Honestly, let me know if you have any feel for feedback. Let me know if you think that would be a good or a bad idea. If you're happy with just Ian and I mouthing off about stuff, or do you want to listen to us talk to the brewmasters and see what the actual story is? Because all I'm going to do, we might ask them the difference between top and bottom fermenting, but mostly I'm going to say, who drew your old biddy and what does it mean? I want to know the real answers. I want to get right behind the reasoning behind the naming schemes, because those are never on the website. These are never there. They're sometimes there, but they're never there. So thanks for popping in, and we'll see you next week with yet another beer. Good night, everyone.